Plenty of local exercise and the clean air and water of ample resources and hope. November of 2020 is too late for a cure. I know a lot more must change than who lives in the White House, but I want a new president long before this year's over. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
Getting to work just hours after being sworn in, new Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro transferred the regulation and creation of new indigenous reserves to the Agriculture Ministry, which is controlled by the agribusiness lobby. Previously, the indigenous reserves, which make up 13% of Brazil's territory, but are home to less than half of 1% of the population, was controlled by the indigenous agency, FUNAI. Bolsonaro spoke of his intention to integrate indigenous tribes into general society. During his campaign, Bolsonaro promised to reduce the power of environmental agencies and free up mining and commercial farming on indigenous reserves. Last year, deforestation in Brazil was the worst in a decade, rising almost 14% over the previous year.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. Here are the main points again. Joanne Hardesty is sworn into City Council. Washington bolsters its gun restrictions. And in international news, Brazil opens indigenous reserves. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael and Jenka Soderberg. The producer is Rachel Hartley, and our engineer is David Kesters. The director of Evening News and Public Affairs is Rachel Hartley. A podcast and transcript of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Erin Bernard.
Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7 it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 it's Wednesday Talk Radio with Paul Rowland. At 9 it's The Politics of Living. At 10, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, The Bike Show brings you news and views of cycling in Oregon and beyond. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. For the news, I'm Carly Meisberger.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Good night, Carly.
Good night, Erin.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Yo, yo, yo. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year, all the KBOO listeners out there. It is Mike Crenshaw, your twice a month host for News from the Boo. And I'm in the studio tonight with a very special guest and another guest. Actually, two very special guests. I'm here with Daniel Lassensette.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, man? And his comrade, Amon. Both of these brothers
what's
came
good,
down.
What's good?
Hey, what's good? And of course, Aaron is going to hang out with us for a while.
Hey.
Hello.
So we're going to be talking about the recent trip that Daniel and I took to Tanzania, to Arusha, Tanzania, and Zanzibar specifically. And the focus of the trip was connecting with people musically so that we can do this again in the future, continuing on work done previously by African Hip Hop Caravan. And ideally, we're going to be taking groups of students in the future. But let's start with you, Daniel. And by the way, that was Killer Roadie, the intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the homie Killer Roadie that we performed and recorded with in Zanzibar.
In Zanzibar.
For real?
Yeah, that's the homie.
That's the homie.
We got a record with him that we did in Stone Town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So stay tuned. Sometimes getting files transferred back and forth from studio to studio, it takes a little while, but later in 2019, we should have a couple of releases that we recorded on the trip. So, Daniel, let's start with you. What were your impressions of your first time out of the country and your first time to Tanzania?
Well, my flights there, plural, they were pretty terrifying, I will say, just because that the moment I actually touched down in Africa, like, the whole vibe, like, changed. In a positive way and also in a very, like, unfamiliar way, because as soon as you touch down in Africa, it's just a whole lot of, like, social things that we as Americans kind of, like, do that's a little bit kind of extra that, like, they just don't have.
So for the listeners, let's take them there. What specifically can you talk about?
Out there, it's like a everybody says what's up to everybody thing, and then we'll, like, they'll look at you crazy if you don't respond back, you know, because it's like, why aren't you, like, I'm just saying what's up to you, you know?
Yeah.
If they're irritated with you, they'll let you know that they're irritated with you. like when I had to go through customs in Nairobi, old dude was like rolling his eyes and be like, give me this. So yeah, but that was really refreshing because everybody keeps it 100 with you, so that was super cool.
Okay, yeah. So direct communication
for real
and expression in that regard was a cultural difference that you noticed.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Now, Amon, you're coming from Africa and being here, living in the United States.
Yeah.
Where specifically are you from?
I was born in Seattle. My parents immigrated from Ethiopia back in, I want to say, 1992.
Okay.
So my mom first came to Philadelphia with my dad, and then they moved out to Seattle in 94.
Okay.
So that's where I'm from.
Have you been back to Ethiopia?
Yeah, I've been there a total of, I want to say, 3 times.
Okay. And you and Daniel work together.
Yes.
Both of you are a singer, songwriter, MCs, producers. Yeah. Can you both take a turn and talk a little bit about the work you do musically and how you came to work together?
Oh, he wants me to tell a story. All right. So I do not come from a musical family. I don't have a musical background like my friend Daniel does. I started making music at the age of 18. Me and Daniel, we knew each other because the school we went to was very small. It was only like 300 kids.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like everybody knows everybody on a first name basis type thing. And our friend groups were fairly associated. So there's this one day we was having a pep rally, and he was kind of looking for somebody to join him. And then somebody put that in the air, and I said, "Hey, yo, I'll join you." You know, and this is like when I first started, you know, writing songs and doing music and all that. I mean, it didn't work out because I wasn't prepared and I had so many other things to do. It was such a last minute thing. But basically from there, we kind of started working and, you know, building more of a, not only just a musical relationship, like this is one of my closest friends ever I've met in my life.
Facts.
So
he gets on my nerves.
I really got to do this right now.
But yeah, it music brought us together on such like a really personal, intimate level. You know, he's been the one who has taught me basically everything that I do right now, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I truly say this, and I don't even like gas up nothing. Like, if I didn't meet this dude, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. Like, at this level I'm doing it, like, that's real.
Yeah, you know? I think Daniel's a powerful
person,
you know, with his gift.
Yeah.
Will you all talk a little bit about what it is that you actually do creative? Like, what's the, for the listeners, because we're going to listen to one of the songs in a few minutes. I'll let you intro it, Daniel. But what is the kind of music you all do? What's it called? Mm-hmm. And what's it sound like?
So we're a part of a collective called Wave Pro.
Wave Pro.
And so it's the whole group of that. It's just a collective of young kids that none of us are old enough to get into the club, but we got the music that you may want for the club. All of our stuff is no one genre, but it's definitely like, it's a vibe. Like, it's real wavy, no pun intended. It's real, like, just smooth, melodic. But whatever we can add that can, you know, make it bump, you know, we'll put that in too. Like, the joint I'm gonna show you, when I was in Arusha, they introduced you and I to this genre called bongo flavor. Mm-hmm. And it's real like Moomba tone, real like dance hall induced. So I had a song that I made and I was like, how about this joint? And so it's just a lot of that. Me and him, we can bounce off for days.
For okay. days.
For
4
sure.
days.
It doesn't matter. Like, we can always make music together.
I personally don't like always putting my music that I make in certain categories and classifying it as this one thing.
Yeah.
I'm very like loosey-goosey. I'll make a song with like the structure you'll never hear, like, why did he do that? But then it makes sense type thing, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I take influence from a lot of different places, and places that you wouldn't expect, and sometimes places that you would expect. You know, I've been told that as a hip-hop producer, I take heavily from electronic production.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we it's a little bit of everything from everybody, you know.
And it's familiar at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, it's the most important thing.
So there's a few themes that we're touching on right now that have been important in my consciousness recently. Mm-hmm. And they seem to keep coming up in different ways. So when you talked about touching down in the continent of Africa, okay, so being somebody of Afro-Cuban descent, being somebody that's African-American, but you talked about something that was this direct communication thing.
Yeah.
And what you made me think of when you said that was, you made me think about the familiarity of family.
Yeah.
Because your family is going to let you know when you're getting on the nerves.
Right.
When you're being slow, when you need to move a little bit quicker, right?
Sure.
But there's also going to be a sense of warmth with your family. Mm-hmm. People are going to greet you. They're going to acknowledge you. They're not going to act like you're not there.
Right.
There's that. And then we were talking about, we have you, Amon, okay, of Ethiopian descent.
Yes.
Okay, we have you of Afro-Cuban descent.
Yeah.
We opened the show with Killer Roti, who's an East African Tanzanian artist.
Yeah.
Spitting dancehall in Swahili.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the connection between Jamaican music.
Yeah.
Dancehall, reggae, hip-hop, Africa, and Ethiopia is a thing. It's a thing. We can look at the colors, red, black, gold, and green, all over the world. Wherever you go, you're going to see those colors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there are reasons those colors go together. So what we're seeing right now, is just, there's all these different interconnections. So I went deep. Can you talk a little bit, Daniel, about your experience as a musician, your cultural lineage, and this music that you create, and talk about what it's like to create Black music in a global sense and in a local sense?
That's tough. All right. Well, then I gotta give it up to my pops first. Okay. My pops, he's a first generation American. Both of my grandparents come straight from Cuba. Mm-hmm. And in his college days, he was in a rap group called Black Hole, and they spit a lot of, you know, conscious hip hop. Like, they were called like the West Coast Wu-Tang. Mm-hmm. Did a whole lot of things there, and because of that in my genes, I couldn't help but produce. But it's the combination of my mother, who was also a wide appreciator of music, like, and them combined having like the biggest like vinyl and CD collection of things from Cuba, Africa. I grew up on somebody named Susana Baca, who's from Peru. Mm-hmm. Like, so many of these influences that are not here.
Okay.
That also translate into what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. As a local artist, it's really, I've found that I'm not alone in this. Like, there are artists such as maybe like Blossom, mm-hmm, or other people. Blossom is she's Trinidadian, I think, and they have these Caribbean and African influence in their music. So I know that it can happen. It's not a taboo to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I touched down in Tanzania that I really processed how important that world, quote unquote, world music is.
Right.
But it's really just, it's the music of the people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on. You want to speak to that at all?
Oh yeah, Ahmad? For sure. It's really crazy, as me and Daniel have grown closer, we've seen the similarities that we've had in our upbringings. But this is kind of the one thing where I go left and kind of he goes right. He grew up with like very heavy music pounded into him, and I was a little bit more distant, separated from that. It's not like music wasn't in my house a lot, but it really only came from one side, kind of. So I grew up kind of with a lot of holes that I had to patch up along the way. I've taken deep dives in hip-hop history, and I've just like made sure I cover everything that I missed. And then I also went back home to my parents' influences and listened to what they grew up on and really like absorbed and understood, you know. So I'm still in the very early phases of my musicianship, so I'm still finding the right ways to tap into the right influences at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just, there's a bunch of things that are inside me subconsciously that I haven't been able to get into yet, you know, but as time progresses, I know that, you know, they'll come out of me at the right moments.
Thank you. Okay, so why don't we take a musical break since we've been talking about music? And Daniel, why don't you tell us where this song that we're about to listen to came from for you?
All right, this song is called Let Me Know. It's a flip of a dancehall song that's real popular. It literally just happened just because I felt that I didn't have any music that reflected that Caribbean side of me.
Mm.
So I just wanted to make this just to give people a taste of like what I could do and what I will eventually be doing thanks to the Tanzania trip.
Word. Yeah, thank you. So.
I only have time to hear you explaining. I know how you think, that's what I'm scared of. Cause last time I got was down, but now I'm squared up. So please respect what I know before you let this go. Feeling I played you out, should've just played your role. Why must you hate on me? We could just let it be. Say you sorry, didn't come through it. Last time when that you got unruly. All of the things you didn't say to me. I know you wish you could undo it. But you want to fight me now, eh? But I do the right thing now, so if you want to let it go and chill, just let me know for real.
Man, that was dope. What's the name of that song?
Let Me Know.
Let Me Know.
Yeah.
All right. So you said you were influenced by a lot of the things we were just touching on. But Tanzania brought that out of you.
Yeah. The confidence to do it.
The confidence to do it. What do you notice about how you listen to music when you're in Tanzania?
I realized that my playlist is actually not that crappy. I'm the person that in the function, like, nobody will give me the aux cord because I'll end up playing T Pain song nobody ever heard of, or like some Burning Spear or something crazy like that.
Right.
So then when I touched down over there, like, I let people like look through my playlist and it was like, no, this is fire. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was actually an inspiring thing for me to behold.
Yeah.
Was the joy that you were encountering with seeing how much your taste connect with people.
Yeah.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. So, Aman, what can you tell me about pop music versus some of these ideas we have about if you do stuff that's poppy, then you're selling out,
mm-hmm.
and this, that, and the other.
Right. And within America?
Within the genres of black music.
Yeah. People who know me as a person who's really pushy against pop music.
Okay, me too.
I believe that when you talk about pop, there's two things that you have to keep in mind. I believe that there is a actual genre that is named pop, and I also believe that there is music that is pop, meaning popular.
Come on.
Right. So people just, if you do something that's like real catchy or real familiar, people know it or whatever type thing, then they just slap the label of pop onto it and just kind of let it go out into the world as that. I don't believe that's something that we should be doing. You know, for example, a person like, let's say, Frank Ocean, who I take huge amounts of influence from, is a pop artist, but his music isn't always poppy all the time. It's very experimental. It takes from, again, a bunch of different influences. So it's a really tough area to navigate because there's like a really fine line and it's a lot of gray around it,
yeah,
in my opinion, when it comes to pop.
Can I add to it?
Yes, please do.
I feel like a lot, especially, of course, being with you, and you calling my music pop, it kind of opens light to how there may be a negative connotation to pop, but it's not something that, if you're in the studio and you make a song and it's totally not intent to be pop, but after it comes out, it does have that digestibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's something that any artist should maybe be ashamed of or like try to keep in the dark. Mm, like if you know that it's gonna blow, then just mm-hmm. do your thing, because it's right. What naturally came out. Some rappers, the problem arises when some rappers, they try to purposefully find that sound, like that's on their agenda,
yeah,
to get that radio hit,
right?
But I don't think it should happen like that. I think it should just happen organically.
You know, I'm a student. I'm a lifelong student, a lifelong learner, and we would have these great debates on the beach, mm-hmm. about what is pop music and what isn't, right. And what does pop music mean? Is it a positive connotation? Is it a negative connotation? And it's not a black and white thing, mm-hmm. for me. It's something that I'm constantly learning, and because I've had the privilege of traveling to Africa on numerous occasions, I've been able to observe what works in the diaspora for mm-hmm. African people worldwide, not just in the United States, not just right. in Portland. And it's when I'm able to look at it from that perspective, pop music takes on a different meaning, mm-hmm. because what I'm looking at and what I'm observing is, what is it that speaks to our people the most, right? And there's something a little bit deeper than trying to sell superficial ideas that are shallow. Mm. And that's a lot of what I'm critical about what gets called pop music in the United States for.
Right.
But what I understand is that if you take an artist like Michael Jackson, okay, mm-hmm. you take an artist like Tupac, these people have sold records all over the world, and the people who buy their music and listen to it and love it identify something about who they are with the music.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it go. And so that, to me, that's popular takes on an even deeper meaning, because mm-hmm. popular actually has a political implication. Mm-hmm. It actually has a spiritual meaning, and it's tied into the identity of who we are as a people. Mm-hmm. Okay, so to me, that's entirely different than me trying to tell you, you need to buy this kind of watch, or mm-hmm. I'm, you know the different subjects people talk about. Right. So, man, I'm not trying to hog the nah, conversation.
I'm enjoying it.
But I'm on a mission. Daniel got me over there trying to think more critically about
Mike made some outside of the yeah. Mike joints.
Bro. I made some non-underground hip hop joints.
He made some joints. I really can't wait to show those.
I really wish I could go to a whole another country and just kind of like dedicate my trip to music. You know, I've really never gotten the opportunity to do that.
You want to go to Tanzania?
Hey, miss, where do I sign up?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The reason this is the second time I've done this. Okay. There's a young brother by the name. What up, Baki? Baki came with me in 2015.
Right.
Daniel just came. We did this trip in 2018. The reason we do these trips is because we want brothers like Daniel to, now that he's done the trip with me and met the mm-hmm. people,
yeah.
You're able to go back and do it by yourself if you right. so choose to.
Right.
We met this guy who has a state-of-the-art studio. We didn't even get a chance to see him, Philemon. Mm-hmm. I was thinking today, what if we went to Zanzibar and spent 60 days just recording an album in Philemon's studio with a bunch of local musicians?
We was only supposed to go to Zanzibar for quote-unquote relaxation, too.
Right.
That's the cold part.
Right. And we got busy. And as soon as we opened our mouths, we were at an open mic performing where we met all these people. And it was funny because I was telling Daniel about my experience in Germany playing the Swag Jam. And okay. I got invited to Germany through people I met in Africa. And it turns out the first guy we met when we got to Zanzibar
lived in Berlin.
And he
knew all the people he was talking about.
That's crazy.
All you got to do is open your mouth. So all I'm saying, Amon, you said, I want to go work on an album and go on a trip to another country. All I'm saying is let's do it.
Sure.
Whether I'm there or not, we have between us.
Sure.
Let's go. Yeah.
So,
to the cable listeners, I hope you guys are enjoying the conversation here. Daniel, is there anything you want to say about your experience and what your plans might be because of this experience you've had in the near future?
I definitely want to swiftly return. And I hope that I can make that a recurring thing. You know, hopefully I can make full projects out there. Hopefully we can just let the beauty of that continent be finally known the right way it should.
Hey.
Yeah.
We'll step into that continuum. Amon, for Daniel and you and your music, where can listeners find what you're up to?
Yeah, so we have a collective SoundCloud page. What's the link after SoundCloud.com? I forget.
Wave Forever.
Yes, so SoundCloud.com/Wave Forever. We have an Instagram page, Wave_Media.
No E's.
It's WAV_Media.
Yeah.
You can find Daniel at Wavy Joseph. You can find me at 235. You got to spell 235 out. It's nine numbers. You got to spell it out. I always tell everybody this.
He's dropping a project, by the way.
We both dropping projects.
In January. This month. So mm-hmm. we're both going to have fresh new stuff out for everybody.
And is there a specific label that you're releasing?
Under
Wave Pro. Yeah.
Wave Pro.
Yep.
That's what's up, y'all. Thank you so much. And I just want to point out that at Wavy Joseph, Joseph is Josef, correct?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
Right on, y'all. Thanks for coming down to News from the Boo.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. One love, y'all. Thanks
one
for
love.
Listening.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59, and next will be Kitchen Table Conversation, followed at 7 o'clock by Keeping It Real. Stay tuned. Again, this is Kitchen Table Conversation coming up here on KBOO Portland. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Please join us.
Attention, KBOO supporters. We apologize for the nonsensical on-air acknowledgments that have aired after recent membership drives. We assure you that those responsible have been dealt with appropriately, and the spot they conceived for this promo will never air. Please enjoy this message instead.
On behalf of the entire KBOO community, we'd like to offer our deepest and sincerest thanks for your contribution to KBOO's Give Guide campaign. Your support makes KBOO possible. Thank you.
Ah, free of complexity, controversy, and most importantly, hawk screeches.
Support KBOO, where music makes the movement.
Chest lately, so